Israel's military chief, Herzi Halevi, says airstrikes in Lebanon are preparing the way for a possible ground operation in the country. Israeli forces continue with strikes they say are designed to destroy Hezbollah's infrastructure. The Lebanese government says just over 50 people died yesterday and more than 200 were injured, pushing the death toll from this week's strikes in Lebanon past 600. Lebanon's health minister, Firas El Abeid, says the number of people displaced in the country numbers in the hundreds of thousands.
There are statistics on the shelters. The numbers are possibly close to 40,000 or a little bit more. However, what we need to know is that there are many displaced who didn't go to shelters. Some people went to their relatives. Some people rented houses. So we estimate that, for sure, the number of people who are displaced is in the hundreds of thousands. But how many? This information will come from the Interior Ministry and from the Emergency Operations Room in the Prime Ministry.
Meanwhile, Iranian-backed Hezbollah claims to have targeted the headquarters of the Israeli spy agency Mossad near Tel Aviv with what it describes as a ballistic missile.